Chris Lees has a Everest runner also running in this race in her time. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to seeing her again on Saturday in her time. We haven't seen since the Everest. How's she doing?
Yeah, she's pleased with everything she's done. I think 4 weeks between runs certainly suit her, coming off that heavy track run in the Everest where she was never really comfortable. So I think Saturday's race is going to be a cracking race, but I think she'll have put herself very well.
I guess the one thing with her, you've been learning a little bit about her, and you probably have since the Everest again, but she's capable of winning a really good race.
Oh, most definitely. You know, I think she certainly deserves a spot in a race like this, and I think she'll be most competitive.
She went from the Premier where she placed into the Everest, and we know the heavy track impacted a lot of them. Do you think that was the case with her?
Yeah, definitely. She never really looked comfortable. I think she's comfortable on soft ground, but that was probably just a little too heavy for her. She never really travelled into the race. She still was okay late, but I think back on top of the ground Saturday, I think you'll see her at her best.
And the gallops and things, what did you do after the Everest?
We give her a pretty easy time just to get over the run. And, I think the 4 weeks, as I said, I think that certainly suits her. She had a 600-metre jump out along the back straight of Broadmeadow last Wednesday. And she pleased in that bit of work. And her final gallop yesterday morning at Newcastle and floated down overnight. And she's arrived here in good order.
Do you think that she's a mare that will cope with the straight okay?
Oh, look, you never really know till you try them, I feel. But, I'm confident that she'll be comfortable.
Okay. I know Lou Romain has gone to the spelling paddock. Clearly innocent. What's the plan there?
At this stage, he's unlikely to run. He just hasn't been 100% since he's been down here. So at this stage, we'll probably just give him a couple of weeks off and set him for the back end of summer into the autumn.
Okay. And what about Prized Icon? How's he come through that valley run, the Crystal Mile?
Yeah, he's really well. At this stage, we're going to accept the McKinnon Stakes. Still not 100% sure whether he'll take his spot. We'll just see later in the week. But the other option is that he may go to Perth. So we've still got a few things to weigh up.
That was my next question, because you've got two or three nominated for the Kingston Town and the Winterbottom and the like. You're still putting your list together?
Yeah, I think at this stage it's only likely to be Prized Icon.
Okay, all right, we'll wait and see what happens. But I think what we can take it with you from in her time, that she's fit, she's well, the break between, she's primed, but, you know, Group 1, strong race, isn't it? That's the key.
Oh, I think it's going to be probably one of the strongest sprinting races we've seen this year. So looking forward to it, but, happy to be there.
Good on you, Chris. Good luck on the weekend and over all your runners around the place.
Thanks, Andrew.